Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Counting down now 14 days to December 21st, 2012, the Mayan doomsday, the day the devil plans to bring forth his son, the Antichrist, as the extraterrestrial savior of the world. Will it happen? It's looking more and more like yes, it will. Let's see who's with me today. Jenny, you with me?
I'm here, Pastor Harry.
Hey, Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
In a safe location, right?
Oh, most definitely.
Safe and undisclosed. Anyway, you know, what we're seeing now is a new dynamic happening in the Mideast. Right now, the Iranian nuclear threat to Israel, whether it's 30 days off or 50 days or 60 days, is taking a back seat to dramatic events in Syria, because Syria has armed their chemical weapons with sarin gas. They were told by Obama, remember Obama said, do not move the nuclear weapons, do not activate the nuclear weapons. Well, they poured the two, I think they mixed sarin gas of alcohol, and that activates the sarin gas. They have activated it, they put it in their warheads, and they moved it outside Damascus. So right now, Israel is facing a direct and dire threat, because sarin nerve gas is the most deadly nerve gas in the world. And Assad is getting desperate. He refuses asylum. And if it looks like his Damascus could fall. And in total desperation, Assad may say to himself, if I go down, I'm taking Israel with me. Or worse, he could even think, if he fires one sarin gas missile at Israel, he may hope to rally the whole Muslim world right now to annihilate Israel and to turn the rebels around and send them into Jerusalem. After all, he's been slaughtering 40,000 men, women, and children of his own nation for the last 8 months, and nobody did anything to him, right?
Right.
And Obama keeps saying there will be consequences if you use nerve gas. Yeah, a lot of people are going to get killed. But nobody's talking about what if he launches a desperate missile at Israel. If the devil can get Assad to fire one sarin gas missile at Israel, here's what will happen. At least 25,000 to 50,000 Israelites will be killed within 2 minutes. That's the unthinkable. And any nation on earth that's hit with chemical or biological weapons, that has a nuclear weapon, what will they do? They'll use it, right?
Right.
And that's why, you know, there's five ancient prophecies in the Old Testament that Damascus, Syria, the capital of Syria, will be destroyed with fire from heaven and in 1 hour cease to exist as a city. And let me tell you, if Assad in desperation fires one sarin nerve gas missile at Israel, Israel will nuke Damascus. And the world will see one unthinkable action and then an even worse unthinkable act. A nuclear mushroom cloud over Damascus, and then World War III will explode, and within 3 days, this world system will end as we know it. So all the devil has to do is get Assad to fire one missile at his hated Israel, and he'll have his apocalypse. Look what it's coming down to, one missile.
Yep.
That's all it will take, one missile. One missile launched at Israel, and no one on the news even mentioned that. What they're talking about in the news is, well, what happens if Assad's regime falls and the weapons get in the hands of Hezbollah and Hamas? That's a great threat to Israel, and that's what Israel's weighing right now. Should they bomb Syria's these biological and chemical weapons? Should they bomb the missile sites? And Israel may launch an attack on the missile sites. They may do it tonight. They may do it before the show is over to end the threat. But while they're contemplating it, Assad could launch a missile at Israel. It's the unthinkable. But, you know, right now there's never been more hatred against Israel than there ever has been. The Muslim Brotherhood has taken over Egypt and destroyed democracy. King Jordan has turned against Israel. The whole EU, led by Britain and France, are demanding that Israel gives up the settlements, gives up the Jerusalem to the Muslims. So Assad is seeing, hey, this may be his last chance. Emerges the great leader of the Mideast against Israel. So there's two threats: that, or Israel could hit those sites to stop the chance that they'll get to Hezbollah and Hamas. Either way, it'll trigger World War III, and the devil will get his he will have his apocalypse for December 21st, 2012. It's now we have a new dynamic. Iran is now pushed to a back burner for 30 days because the new threat now has emerged, because no one thought that Assad would take that step to arm his chemical weapons. You know, they thought he'd move them around and make threats, but he has literally armed them and moved them. They're aimed at the rebels, but they're also aimed at Israel.
Yeah.
So right now, about 45 miles from their border are the most lethal weapons known to mankind. I mean, you know, sarin gas, that thing hits, that cloud of gas will kill between 25 and 50,000 people within minutes. And so now that's the new dynamic. So the question is, can the devil get this wicked slaughterer of men, this new Hitler that has killed 40,000, he has slaughtered 40,000 men, women, and children in the last 6 months, can he get this maniac to go one step further? What do you think, Mark?
I got a third-party email from Israel just a little while ago and said they're being reported to the military. They got 700, you know, sarin gas missiles, you know, ready to go.
Right.
700.
And also, to make it even worse, did you know Iran said 2 days ago they're pointing 170 ballistic missiles at Israel right now to contain nerve gas. I mean, to contain biological and chemical weapons. And the Muslim Brotherhood opened the Suez Canal. Did you know right now, Jenny, that there's Iranian ships heading right to Gaza with more of these Fataj 5 missiles to hit Israel?
Seems like each time they're getting worse and worse and worse.
It seems like the devil's pushing with everything he's got to crash this world system for December 21st, 2012, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's doing everything he can. And, you know, it looks now we have a new dynamic, this threat right on the border. And, you know, so there's two worries. One, that there are talking on the world news that what if Assad's regime falls and those missiles get in the hands of Hezbollah and Hamas? Could Israel launch a strike on them? Yes, they could, but none of them are thinking the unthinkable. Now, one person has said, what if in desperation Assad fires one sarin gas missile into Israel, hoping to rally the Muslim world behind him and then Israel nukes Damascus, because that would happen. And any nation with a nuclear weapon, when they're hit by a biological or chemical weapon, would do that. And that would, there's no doubt that Netanyahu would nuke Damascus. Also, to make things worse, you got the Palestinians now have been made a symbolic state accepted by the UN. Now they're trying to get Israel on war crimes. Now the UN is demanding that Israel opens up its nuclear program to weapons inspectors. See, the whole world is turning on Israel now. The whole thing is coming down because the devil is pushing with all his might to create this war. And World War III will be triggered by one missile if it's fired by Syria at Israel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's insanity, and because Israel knows if they fire one, they can fire more, and that would be the end of this world as we know it. So, you know, this whole thing could crash during Hanukkah, and I have been looking at the real Bible code, and the Bible code does say Netanyahu wore Hanukkah.
Uh-huh.
And then it also says, this is what the Bible code says. It says, Assad wore Israel 2012, and there's only a few weeks left.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it really looks like the devil is going to get what he wants. He wants a war to crash the world system, to crash the world economy, to crash everything we know. A few days before, or the day before December 21st, 2012, knowing God will trigger the first of two raptures for his true and worthy followers that will freeze the war and the chaos and the violence. And there will come the Antichrist in some kind of spaceship, some kind of UFO technology arrival as the extraterrestrial savior of mankind. That's the devil's plan. And now it really looks like it's coming. It's going to happen. Israel could hit Syria's missiles at any moment, or Assad could get this thought. And you know the devil's telling him to do that.
Right.
He'll say, the whole Muslim world will rally behind you, and no one will care about all the people you killed, because they'll all be trying to annihilate Israel. There's a rebel army with high-tech weapons advancing on Damascus. What if he could turn them around and they would charge Jerusalem? He knows the Muslim Brotherhood's behind them. And, you know, all he has to do is get a phone call from Iran, and Iran says, fire a sarin gas missile at Israel. We got your back. And what we don't, Obama does. Because this talk about consequences, yeah, there will be consequences if he uses these weapons, but everybody's talking about if Assad uses the weapons on these rebel fighters, his own people, nobody's talking the unthinkable. What if he launches one at Israel?
Yeah.
The unthinkable. Just like, isn't today Pearl Harbor Day?
Yeah.
Well, that was the unthinkable. The United States, Japan launched a surprise attack on the United States. That was the unthinkable too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Guess where Obama's going?
Where's
Hawaii.
That?
Hawaii.
Why is he going to Hawaii? Why isn't he visiting Kenya, where he was born? I thought he'd take his children to see the manger he was born in. Yeah. Obama's hightailed it out of here. I guess he figures Hawaii's safe.
Yeah,
well, look at it. Israel hits Syria, hits Israel with sarin gas. Israel nukes Damascus. All hell breaks loose in the Mideast. Terror attacks rip America apart. I guess Obama figures out nobody's going to hit Hawaii.
Nope. I can't find it anywhere in the Bible.
I mean, who's going to hit Hawaii? Why would terrorists even care about Hawaii? They're not going to hit Hawaii. Maybe that's why Obama's going to Hawaii. Just taking off. Good job, Obama. See you later. You don't mean nothing anymore anyway. But, I'm just saying, this is the whole new dynamic we're seeing unfold before our eyes, because nobody ever thought that Assad would arm any of his missiles with sarin gas. They thought it just talk. Well, it's not talk anymore. And the devil's just whispering that thought in his head. Fire one missile at Israel and you'll be the savior of the Muslim world. You'll trigger World War III. Israel will be annihilated and you'll be forgiven for your little indiscretion of slaughtering 40,000 of your own people. I think that's what he's going to do. Everyone's saying he's going to take asylum. And then he comes out and says he was born in Syria, and he'll die in Syria. He will run nowhere. So everything these political pundits are saying isn't coming true. But I think what I'm saying very well, this could be God showing us what is to come in the next few days, maybe for Hanukkah, maybe aside as a Hanukkah gift for Israel, a sarin gas missile. If he's that dumb enough to use it, Israel will nuke Damascus, Syria, and the apocalypse will be underway. Anyhow, we have a caller here in the line from West Virginia. Looks like, don't go away, caller. We'll get to you in a minute. We're going to take a quick break. And for all you Santa Claus lovers out there, for all you parents that just can't stop lying to your children about Santa, here's a demonic song just for you. Lie more at your last, I think it already is the Murray Last Christmas. We'll be right back.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever thought it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never laughed for Rudolph, joining any reindeer game. And then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to stay. Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out with glee. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history. And then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to stay. Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history.
Hello and welcome back to Doomsday Talk Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Harry. Our site is satansrapture.com. And it's not Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer that's coming pulling Santa's sled this year or no year. It's the Antichrist coming in some type of spaceship. That's the light show that the world's going to see. You know, when I talked about that 15 years ago, people laughed me to scorn. They laughed at me like they must have laughed at Noah. And over the years, they don't laugh as much. And last year, when the UN put together its alien greeting team, and they said if and when a spaceship lands, they're going to take over the whole thing and send their alien greeting team to meet this extraterrestrials with Hillary Clinton right in there. People stopped laughing when they heard that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not laughing so much anymore. Anyway, Denny, you with me there?
Yeah, I'm with you, Pastor.
Well, what do you think? You know, I'm listening to the news, Denny. You weren't there in the last segment. I wish you were, but you know, nobody's talking. What if Assad, in desperation, fires a sarin gas missile at Israel, a weapon of mass destruction?
Uh-huh. Is that on the news?
No, nobody said on the news. I'm the only one saying that. Anyway.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because if he does that, Israel will counter by nuking Damascus, just like it says in the Bible, and the apocalypse will be underway. So all the devil has to do is get Assad, the insane leader of Syria, who for the last 6 months has slaughtered 40,000 of his own people, who's riding people over with tanks, who's shooting children in the face with guns in front of their parents, who's shooting parents in front of their children and then riding them over with tanks, who's snipering people in the streets. All the devil has to do is get this maniac to go one step further and launch one missile at Israel in the hope of triggering the holy war to wipe out Israel, and it's all over. Satan will crash this world in 3 days, and first rapture will happen. And the question again, do you have a worthy walk with God? Where will you be when the screaming starts? Anyway, guys, look at how the dynamics has just changed in 3 days.
Yeah.
Because nobody ever thought that Assad was insane enough to arm chemical weapons with sarin gas, to literally arm them. And that's what he did. Nobody thought he ever would do it. Just like they never thought Hitler would have a Holocaust, would turn on the ovens in Treblinka. And he did. Never underestimate evil, especially when they're desperate. And Assad's getting desperate. So what do you think, Mark? We could see a nuclear blast over Damascus in the next few days.
Yeah, most definitely. I think maybe Damascus might be a 7-day warning of some sort.
Could be. And then it's also possible, if Israel believes that those weapons are getting into the hands of Hezbollah and Hamas, Israel's going to blow up all those missile sites, and that'll trigger World War III. That's another thing Assad could do. He could send those missiles to Hezbollah and Hamas.
Uh-huh.
Give them for Hanukkah. Let Hamas have three sarin gas missiles. You know, he figures, if I'm going down, take Israel with him, because he hates Israel. He's one of the worst haters of Israel on the face of this planet. He's another Hitler, Assad, and why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, Israel's face, all these variables could happen, but now we have a new dynamic, because it's not Iran's nuclear threat, whether it's 30 days away or 50 or 60 or 90. That's not even the question anymore. It's 45 miles from their border. Israel is faced with deadly sarin nerve gas missiles, and not just one missile, maybe 500 missiles.
Right.
And they also have, Assad has made these hardened glass canisters to drop from airplanes. As simplest bomb in the world. It drops and there's the deadly gas, explodes everywhere. The simplest bomb you can make. It's hardened glass canisters. They hit the ground, they shatter, and boom, you just kill 10,000 Israelites. Everybody's wondering, will Assad use the chemical weapons on his own people? No, he said he won't. He'll use them on Israel. And so we're looking at a whole new dynamic now, and one missile either way, and we will see the crash of this world system within 3 days. World War III will explode around the world. Hamas will detonate the Dome of the Rock mosque, or Israel will. It wouldn't make any difference. They'll be blamed for it anyway, and you'll see 5,000 terror attacks across the United States, Europe, and Canada. Whole world will turn to chaos, violence, crash of the U.S. stock market, all economies collapse. That's what the devil wants to happen about a day or two or three before December 21st, 2012,
uh-huh.
Knowing God will rapture his faithful followers in the heaven, and then Satan can pull off his great UFO show in the sky. 1,000 UFO sightings all around the world, crop circles appearing everywhere, and then here comes the Antichrist as his extraterrestrial savior. I think the devil's going to make it. Now it seems certain he's going to succeed. Because all he has to do is get a maniac to do one more maniacal act.
Right.
Go down in history as the great Assad who brought World War III and destroyed Israel. See? That's how the devil whispers to people. Don't go out a loser. Go out the champion of the Muslim world. You see?
Uh-huh.
Because I think Assad, no one, probably the only one that hates Israel... Assad is probably in the top five haters of Israel on the planet Earth. Assad's got to be in the top five. You know, people are taking Assad seriously now. Did he arm those sarin gas, his missiles with sarin gas? Nobody
right.
thought he would ever go that far. Well, he did it. What's next? Launch it right at Israel, right at Tel Aviv. Kill 50,000 people in 2 minutes. If they do that, it's all over. Israel will nuke Damascus, this world will collapse, and God will rapture his true followers. He will separate the sheep from the goats, and everyone else, you're going right into the Great Tribulation to meet the Antichrist on your big screen television. You know, it's funny, the big thing in America, the big prestige thing in America is to have the biggest screen TV. You notice that?
Yeah, true.
Years ago, it was to have the hottest car, the biggest car, to have a Cadillac. No more. Now it's to have that big screen TV with that Bose sound system. And your TV will be your own nightmare, because you'll see the Antichrist on whatever television set you have. So
uh-huh.
if your pride and joy in life is your big screen TV, well, you'll be left behind with your big screen TV to see the Antichrist. Because why would a person spend all that money for a big screen TV? It means you're not helping those in need.
That's
you're helping you're helping yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because the true gospel in following Jesus for real isn't about going to these fake churches once a week and throwing some money in the plate, lying to your children about Santa Claus as this ritualized child abuse happens every year.
Uh-huh.
And then that's not following Jesus. Following Jesus is walking in spirit and truth. It's standing against this world and the majority, which is wrong. It's sacrificing for the gospel. It's suffering for the gospel. It's going without for the gospel so those can have something. It's making the sacrifice. That's what shows you're worthy of heaven. If you're willing to sacrifice for God and suffer for the gospel, then you're worthy of God's heaven. And if you're not, he'll give you one last chance during the coming tribulation. But, you know, the time for games is over. The time for everything is over. I just hope those listening to this show are truly walking and following Jesus. And maybe you can even help us out here because we're going through a dire time. We're in a horse corral in a snow belt with an RV. We couldn't even get out today to get food. I don't have a four-wheel drive truck or Jeep. I have to keep paying people to give me rides to get food. That's how bad it is.
Wow.
I called a couple churches. They ain't around. Two said they can't help me, and one said, "We'll let you know." Yeah, let me know in the summer. Yeah, good job.
What about the drones? Maybe the drones can do an airdrop for you.
Yeah. Obama is more interested in military drones over the United States. But like I said, Obama's big plan is go to Hawaii, watch the whole world collapse, and he thinks when the Antichrist comes, a lot of people are deluded to think Obama was some kind of Antichrist. He's not the Antichrist. He doesn't believe that. Obama believes that he's going to be anointed the ruler of America under the Antichrist regime. You know, president for life. Well, no, Obama's going to be replaced by Hillary Clinton. That's what the code in Nostradamus said. You know, it's Hillary did the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Illuminati that these global billionaire sadists in the world trust. They don't trust Obama. He's the pawn to be sacrificed for the white queen who will welcome the great white king, the great white brother, the great white Caucasian savior, the great white extraterrestrial that created mankind. Whatever name it used in the old days, it didn't matter. Osiris, Marduk, everyone had another name for him. And that's who's coming. Like I said, when the Antichrist comes, he's going to teach God's the force in all things. And that, who is the beast? The Antichrist, the beast is someone that's not on the world scene. He's not here yet. He's coming in some type of spaceship. He comes as the savior of all religious faiths and creeds. He's a human clone. He's over 7 feet tall and the most beautiful being the world has ever seen. And he will use his Buddhic name, which is Maitreya. I'm just going to type it in the screen. And that's the name that calculates the 666 in the ancient Hebrew alphabet. And when he comes on the world scene, no matter how you spell his name in Hebrew, seven different ways, it comes to 666. And within 10 minutes, all of Israel, when they see him, use his Buddhic name. As soon as he says, you know, because he's called by 100 titles and names and this to this religion and that religion, as soon as he uses his personal Buddhic name as his own name, that's when Israel will know in 5 minutes and say, his name calculates to 666.
Uh-huh.
And he will convert the Vatican to, the Vatican will be the first world religion to fall to him. The Muslims will accept him as the Imam Mahdi. The Vatican will accept him as the second coming of Christ. And he demotes Jesus to a prophet boy,
uh-huh.
little prophet and teacher. The Muslims will accept him as the Imam Mahdi. Two-thirds of Israel will be deceived and believe he's the Messiah. The Christian world will welcome him again as the Christ. And he'll take over this world within 1 week using religion. The rest of the world, when he introduces sex as the path to heaven, they'll fall right in line. And only those that repent and will follow Jesus and suffer the worst horrific abuse in history will make heaven. That's where we're at right now. We're one missile away from this happening. One missile.
Yeah, tomorrow's Hanukkah.
Hanukkah starts tomorrow, but Hanukkah's 8 days, Danny. So Assad could give Israel their Hanukkah present on the 8th day.
Yeah,
it actually starts at 6 p.m. That's the next day in Jewish
right.
calendar.
But see, as Hanukkah goes on and Assad's losing more and more and the rebels are getting closer and Damascus could fall, that attack on Israel is looking better and better and better, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It'll be looking better and better. It may not happen on the first day of Hanukkah. It may happen on the last. But, you know, that's what he probably would do. And you know, and just look at Israel. Israel getting hit by a weapon of mass destruction, a sarin gas missile on Hanukkah, when their second highest holiday, they're
uh-huh.
going to take Damascus. You know, somebody's in the chat room. Why don't you stop typing being a parrot of the false prophets of Christianity? Why don't you learn something? You know, the Antichrist is going to take over all religions, and he will make the Vatican his religious center.
When
that gets too powerful, he's going to nuke Damascus. Hold on, we got a phone caller here. He left. It was somebody calling. But hold that question, Danny. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. And to America, that's just lost, numb, and ready to go. This song's for you. We'll be right back. Comfortably numb, America, for about another 3 days.
Hello, hello, hello. Is there anybody in there? Just thought if you could hear me. Is there anyone home? Come on now. Your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax, I need some information first. Just the basic facts, can you show me where it hurts? There is no pain you are receiving. Smoke on the horizon. You'll only come through with waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. When I was a child, I had a fever. My head.
I would play the song Comfortably Numb on every speaker across America right now, in every supermarket, in every mall. Instead of this false, godless Santa Claus garbage, I'd be playing Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd, because this nation and its godless fake churches is truly comfortably numb. They're still, the world is ready to explode in all-out war, and they're still out there lying to their children about Santa Claus, sticking their child on Santa's lap, making their child think Santa's God, a godlike being, and then becoming a slave to the Santa lie. Isn't it amazing? These fake churches, they will have their Santa lie until they're left behind in the first rapture.
Oh, yeah, they put it in the pulpit.
Yep, put it even in the pulpit. And, you know, the one good thing about the Antichrist when he comes is he's going to shatter and destroy all false Christian religion. The Catholic Church will be converted to the world religion of Luciferism. All the Protestant fake faiths will be destroyed. Baptist, Assembly of God, Lutheran, Evangelical, all destroyed. Because there will only be two religions when the smoke clears. pure Satanism and pure Christianity, which we teach today. That's all there'll be, two choices, and everyone will choose. You know, it's just really pathetic. In the last moments of this world as we know it, the Christian world is still lying to their children about Santa Claus.
Yep.
It's pathetic. Santa Claus ain't coming to town, Christians, but the Antichrist is in his silver spaceship. That's what the Mayans were told. You know, the Mayans didn't have this technology to know, have a 5,000-year calendar to plot the star systems to build pyramids. They were primitive Indian people. It was their gods that told them this. And the god of the ancient Mayans was a white giant. So is the god of the Hopi. So is the Satanist. Of course it is. They believe that a giant Caucasian being is coming to Earth. A 7-foot-tall being. And he is, because the Antichrist is a clone. He's a clone of science. That's why the Bible calls him the beast, Jenny, because he doesn't have a real soul. He doesn't have a conscience.
And he doesn't look like Santa Claus.
Doesn't even look like Jesus. He doesn't look anything like we think Jesus is. Jesus wasn't a 7-foot-tall angelic being that weighed 400 pounds with flowing black hair and bright blue eyes and no beard. So one of the first questions they'll ask him, they'll say, are you Jesus? He'll say, of course not. He'll say, he's the Christ, the anointed one. He'll say, Jesus, he's just a prophet boy, little teacher. And that's when it begins. That's when the nightmare begins. And that's what the Vatican will accept. I don't know if the Vatican is the first world religion to accept the Antichrist. I think it will be. You know, there was one of the cardinals in the Vatican last week said, wouldn't it be great if there were no nations and no separate countries and it was just one world, one nation? And that's exactly what's coming.
Yeah.
So,
the Vatican's already said that. One world government, religion, and banking system.
Because the Vatican, the Vatican is just a tool of the Illuminati, as is the United Nations. And they're using Islam to trigger a great world war. The United Nations have already said they're going to achieve to unite the world through a world religion. And the religion they say they've accepted is Luciferism, the exact same religion that Hitler believed in and Hitler followed. Hitler was told that if he exterminates all of the, quote, mud races, the non-Aryan races, then the white master race, the white extraterrestrials, will return to Earth and set up the kingdom of God and anoint him as the first human king. That's what Hitler believed.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to see if the phone rings, if one of these churches will come and take us to get food because we're snowed in here. We don't have a four-wheel drive truck or car. I don't hear that phone ringing.
You probably never will.
Nope, I have to just keep paying people. And if you're listening to the show and you want to help us out, you can send us a donation, because the only way we can get food now is to pay people to take us to get food. Yeah, we all know Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. It's the birthday of Mithra. We've been there 10 years ago. December 25th is the traditional day that was accepted as the birthday of Jesus. It was the day of Mithra's birthday. In fact, it's the day the Antichrist will claim it's probably his birthday, the day he was cloned. We all know that Jesus was born in Tishri. He was born as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He may even have been born on 9/11. But we all know that. We've been 100 years past that, dude. Now we're at the end of the world. We're looking at, can the devil pull this off? We're one missile away from the biblical apocalypse happening in 14 days. You know, a Christmas tree is not destructive. No child is ever hurt or damaged because they have a Christmas tree. How is a child hurt or damaged because they have a Christmas tree? You put a tree in a house with little lights, that's going to damage a child? That's destructive? How's that going to hurt a child? That doesn't hurt a child. What hurts a child is when you lie to them about Santa Claus and tell him Santa's real when he comes on December 25th, and if he knows all things, and if you're a good little boy or girl, he'll bring you presents. And it's the first religion and belief of a child, only to have it shattered before their eyes. It always connected with Christmas. Christmas tree doesn't do evil. It's Santa Claus is the big fat evil. And every year, the little church puppets and the little fake Christians have their same little cry, Jesus is the reason for the season. It's all about Jesus. Let's put Christ back in Christmas. You ever hear them like these little puppets every year? It's nauseating. You will never have Jesus as the meaning of Christmas till you have the faith and courage to kick the big fat Santa Claus lie out of Christmas. Well, it's obviously the church will never have the faith and courage to kick Santa out, and God's going to do it for you because he's going to let the Antichrist come very soon, and he's going to destroy your Christmas and your Santa Claus, and every lie that you held sacred will mean nothing. You know, that's the perfect time for the first rapture to happen for the true followers of Jesus and the Antichrist to come, Jenny and Mark, at
uh-huh.
Christmas. To let people sit there with their fake Santa and all their fake lies under the tree and all the fake gifts and every lie they told their child shattered once and for all.
Right.
Because the Antichrist will reclaim December 25th as his day. It was Mithra day before, and Mithra was the messenger of the gods. And Mithras in Greek is Maitreya, or Maitreus in Sanskrit, the Buddhic Antichrist, and that's who the Antichrist is. See, so, I mean, it looks like, God, like I said, the church has never had the faith and courage to kick Santa Claus out of Christmas. Your pastors, your leaders, your evangelists, godless, faithless cowards. So God's going to kick Santa out for you. Merry last Christmas, because that seems like that's what God's going to do, Jenny. We're one missile away, and the question is Assad insane enough to fire a sarin nerve gas missile at Israel? Of course he is.
Uh-huh.
And also, you know, he's afraid, what if Israel has a nuke? And I'll bet you the devil will whisper, Israel doesn't have a nuke. It's just a Zionist lie. It's the lie that the Muslims believed, so they're afraid to annihilate Israel. See, he probably believes they don't have a nuke.
Yeah.
And here's somebody else caught up. Jesus died on a Friday. Jesus died on a Saturday, a Tuesday. You know, where is your head at, dude? Jesus died on Friday and rose from the dead on Saturday. Duh, that's what happened. It was the Sabbath. You know, I don't know where these people come out of the woodworks from, but you can see when their minds are so caught up in nonsense, how can they be following Jesus for real in spirit and truth?
But
what
does it
change?
Doesn't change anything.
Doesn't change anything. Whether you believe Jesus had blue eyes, brown eyes, or purple eyes, it doesn't change anything. How does it change your walk with God? You know, if Jesus was born on September 12th instead of September 11th, how does that change your walk with God? It doesn't change anything. It's just another Satan. It's just another nothing to follow and argue about and get all caught up in that means nothing. What means everything is following Jesus in spirit and truth, living the gospel. That's what means something. It's like Jesus said, you strain the gnat and let the camel walk through. You fight and argue over little things that mean nothing, or arguing over a little gnat where the camel walks right past you. You know, it's so ridiculous. It's it's like you got an 800-pound gorilla in your kitchen, and you're arguing with someone over what kind of fish did Jesus multiply? Well, I think it was a Jerusalem tuna. No, it was a mackerel. And you get into a big fight over what fish Jesus multiplied. What difference does it make? 95% of what Christians argue about makes no difference. And the things that are important, they ignore. Like kicking Santa Claus out of Christmas and following Jesus for real. You know, it's not ho, ho, ho. It's whoa, whoa, whoa to you. You're lying to your children about Santa Claus because you're going to meet the king of all lies, the Antichrist. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. One last godless Santa song. Hey, for all you Santa addicts, hey, feed the lie. We'll be right back.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gotta find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. 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 Little tin horns and little toy drums, rosy toot toot and rumpy tum tums, curly hair dolls that toot toot toot, elephant bows and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Welcome back to Doomsday Talk Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Harry, here on Blog Talk. If somebody mentioned the name of our site, ooh, Satan's Rapture. Is that all you could do is focus on two words and ignore everything I've said for an hour? Ooh, Satan's Rapture. Well, Satan is going to take credit for the rapture. The Antichrist is going to explain away the truth when the true followers of Jesus are taken, whether it's 7,000 or 70,000 or 700,000 people. When the true followers of Jesus are gone and the Antichrist comes, he's going to explain this away as alien abduction. Satan will take credit for the rapture. It will be Satan's rapture in his eyes, won't it, guys?
Yeah, well.
But, you know, it's just pathetic how people could just focus on one word and ignore everything you say. But you know what? I've been fighting with these closed-minded, the Christian world, these ridiculous things for 20-30 years almost, and it's coming to an end now. Yeah, we're one missile away from the end of this circus called Christianity Today. What a circus it is. You know, what a total circus Christianity truly and truly is. Would you agree there, Denny?
Yeah, though.
And now we got, like I said, still waiting for that phone to ring for one of these church people to take us to get food.
Pastor?
Yeah, Denny.
You should see our town, small town we live in. The mayor had angels with blowing trumpets all over every pole in town. I thought how ironic it was that they had angels blowing trumpets. That's the symbol of the end of days.
Well, it's also right. Maybe there will be a trumpet for the first rapture, but look how deceived they are. You're living down there in Baptist land.
Yep.
Angels, their angels are blowing trumpets because Santa Claus is coming.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
Gotta
that's
feed that Santa lie. It's pathetic. You know, but like I said, when the Antichrist comes, he will teach the world God is the force in all things and that extraterrestrials created mankind. That's exactly what he's going to teach. Aliens made us. And he's going to say the good aliens are with Lucifer, the god of light and love, and the bad aliens are of the dark side of the force, led by the god of the Bible. They'll paint him as a reptilian Darth Vader. You picture a reptilian-looking dinosaur with Darth Vader's helmet on, that's what they'll probably portray the god of the Bible as.
Right.
It's reptilian Darth Vader. And, of course, the Antichrist will teach when you wipe every Christian off the earth, when you behead them, and when you burn every Bible, the alien god will die and the world will be free. And people, the majority of the world is going to follow the Antichrist in this Hitlerian doctrine. You know, it's like AC/DC says, who made who? Who made you? Who made up the devil and who made who? He's not only going to teach that aliens created mankind, he's going to teach that 100,000 years ago, he was the alien.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you could see somebody saying there's no rapture, aliens coming. What's this guy? You know more than God? There are two raptures. There will be a rapture. Well, a spaceship's coming. One man's coming in a spaceship, the Antichrist, this 7-foot-tall being, because people are going to be taught that man is the alien and the aliens are men. You know, he'll offer man, you know what I mean? He'll just say that all the aliens are either human or reptilian. That's what's coming, Denny.
Uh-huh.
Human or reptilian. You know, the devil wants, there is no fake rapture. That's a lie the devil wants you to believe. There's two raptures, and the first is for the Church of Philadelphia, for the faithful and worthy followers of Jesus. And it don't matter if it's 7,000 or 70,000 or 700,000, but there's no, it's not more than a million. I know that, Danny. And hold on, Mark's back.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, what happened to you? Those marshals chasing you again?
Yeah, I switched ears and lost the connection.
Oh. It's just a shame that you were giving out free books to people and helping us, so the devil has to come down on you, you know. But not much time left. Don't worry about it. Just keep on moving.
Yeah,
you know,
I talked to a couple people a day, so, and I got a couple books left.
No, I didn't assume anyone was attacking me. I just said when you mentioned the fake rapture, that's what the world is being taught. That's what so many of the false prophets are out there saying. Yeah, they're already doing the devil's will. But when the Antichrist comes, he's going to teach you the first rapture was mass alien abduction. And he's going to say there is no more rapture. It's only the Christian world that's going to believe in two raptures at that moment. They will believe two raptures because their hope will be the second rapture called the resurrection. And, you know, the Antichrist will lead a second Holocaust for 1,260 days or 3.5 years, 40 and 2 months. And the whole world will be counting down those days. The world will be counting down the days as a mockery, and the Christians will count down the days because they know on day 1,260 the trumpet will sound, the dead in Christ will rise first, and those that are alive and remain that haven't yet been slaughtered will be caught up, you know, to be with God in the air.
Uh-huh.
So, you know what they'll probably have on TV every day when the Antichrist begins the second Holocaust? I'll bet you in giant red letters on every television screen in the world. I bet you they'll put that date right up as a mockery. Day 1260, day 1259, day 1258. Just to mock Christians more. What an easy way for people to count down, right?
Yeah.
And then it'll be 10 days, 9, 8, 7. And they'll think, nothing will happen. They think they'll kill the rest of the Christians, and they'll have love and light will fill the earth for 3,000 years. And when they get the 1-0, boom, the trumpet will sound, the second rapture happens, and then the world will get its judgment for following the Antichrist and killing. Polar shift will occur. Well, that's the last of the judgment. The first thing is this mark of the beast somehow there's a radiation leak in it or something, and people will be covered with these horribly painful sores all over their body.
Uh-huh.
No, see, the first rapture is for the true followers of Jesus. Then the Antichrist will come in some type of spaceship and take credit for the first of two raptures. He'll say that the good aliens took these people away because they can't accept the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Chats, it's okay, buddy. Little problem there. But anyway, so that's what will happen. It'll be a fake alien invasion. Because you only need one spaceship. You only need one. And, you know, there may be five other beings that walk out behind them. You know, maybe one looks like what we think is Buddha. Maybe one looks like what we think is Muhammad or Jesus or Krishna. He may have a couple of these little followers come out of the ship with them. But one little spaceship's coming. Between 1 and 6 people in it. That's all it's going to take. You know, he'll say the master ship will come later. Yeah, right. They always say it'll come later. You know, but the Antichrist is coming in some type of spaceship. And he's probably going to come on December 21st, 2012. All the devil has to do is get aside to launch one missile at Israel. It's all over.
Uh-huh.
Because any nation in the world, if they're hit by a weapon of mass destruction, a sarin gas missile that kills 50,000 people in 2 minutes is going to strike back with a nuclear weapon. That would be why Israel nukes Damascus. And then Hezbollah and Hamas will attack Israel, and thousands of missiles will start firing at Israel at will. The Muslim Brotherhood will attack Israel from the south. Iran will start launching it, missiles, and all hell will break loose in this world. Within 3 days, the entire world system will crash. And as I always say, the only thing that matters is where will you be when the screaming starts. And I always tell Christians, if you're a true follower of Jesus, just relax, have 3 days of bottled water, non-perishable food, and, you know, blankets, whatever, a generator if you live in a cold place. But you only have to endure 3 days, and that's it. and people that are stockpiling months of food and months of food and water and ammunition and all this, you're just cursing yourself, because instead of helping others, you're being led by fear now. You're just stockpiling yourself right into the tribulation. They're going to take it away from you anyhow.
Right.
You know, stockpiling anything today using a barcode system, they know where you live. They know everything. They track anything. You don't even, people say, well, if you're using a supermarket card, they know who you are. You don't even have to use a supermarket card. Under FEMA martial law, they can bust your door right down and take everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, it's not a theory. The devil is teaching his followers that the Antichrist has come, their leader is coming in a spaceship.
Uh-huh.
It's what Satan wants the world to believe. It's what he told the Mayans. Where do you think the Antichrist is going to come, in a hot air balloon? Think he's just going to walk out of the ocean all wet with seawater? Of course he's going to come in some type of spaceship, because the teaching of Luciferism is that aliens made men. So what better to come in a spaceship? 700,000
right.
people vanish. All eyes in the world will be looking up. People are going to be terrified. Is this the rapture the Christian world screams about? Is it the first of two raptures, or is it a UFO invasion? People are going to be terrified. And the Antichrist will come and will explain, it's not a UFO invasion. My father, working with the good aliens, removed these people because they can't accept the new age of mankind. That's what he's going to say. Or something to that effect. I'm not going to put his, he'll say something along those lines. He'll slander and blaspheme the Church of Philadelphia as evil, closed-minded evil. And then he'll, little by little, turn this world into a bloodbath, into the darkest psychotic state the world has ever seen. The horror of Nazi Germany, 10 times worse on a global scale. That's what's coming to town. Not Santa Claus, not that fat lie, but the Antichrist. Thing is, he's not going to be a liar like a politician. He's not going to be a two-faced liar like Obama. I mean, he's going to be right there following the devil, you know, as his son.
Right.
Somebody says, so you follow the scriptures of Jesus, and you know, we follow Jesus. We don't follow the churches because they're corrupt, they're perverted, they're twisted and wrong. We don't follow Paul in his letters. We don't follow Mary. We follow Jesus. That's what a true Christian does. Follows the teachings of Jesus, lives for Jesus, sacrifices for Jesus, suffers for Jesus, and will be in heaven for Jesus. That's what we believe. Go to our site at satansrapture.com, and maybe for the first time in your life, you'll see true Christianity. If you're new to the show, it's probably the first time in your entire life that you've ever even heard true Christianity. But the time's running out, and the true Christianity most people are going to hear is during the tribulation. You know, when it's going to get really bad. Because things are going to get beyond words bad. 1,000 times worse than the Holocaust. 1,000 times worse. The whole world
right.
is just following the devil's son. Think what's going to happen. Think it's going to happen when the whole world participates in this planetary initiation and invokes the devil in their heart, a demon right into their soul. Well, he's going to take whatever anger and rage they have against God and multiply it by 1,000.
Are they going to sacrifice people like the Mayans did?
Sure they're going to sacrifice
yeah.
people.
The guillotines.
Hey, Denny, every Christian they gang rape, abuse, beat, and behead will be sacrificed to the devil.
Right.
They're going to sacrifice maybe 300 or 400 million Christians to the devil. That's the human sacrifice, by beheading. But you know what's really sick? The Antichrist is going to say, we're not murdering Christians. We're sending them to their next incarnation. We're helping them on their evolutionary spiritual path. It's not murder. We're just helping them. That's what people believe. Thou shalt not kill will become, we're just sending you to your next incarnation, Christian.
Right. Yeah. Come back as a gnat.
No, you'll come back as a, you'll come back as an Aryan.
I guess.
Or an animal, maybe, but who knows. But that's what they're going to say. We're not killing. We're just sending you to the next incarnation, because reincarnation will become the law of the land. You know, and like I said, hell is coming to this world. The devil set everything up to crash and burn before December 21st, 2012. We are one missile launch from Syria, or Syria moving anything to Hezbollah. This world as we know it is gone. I hope the show has helped you today. I hope you're really going to take this to heart and follow Jesus for real. The time is running out. And remember, if you're following these false godless churches, you're not on the path to heaven in a rapture, but the highway to hell. God bless, good night, and take care.